Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Portelli is online as well. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, Andrew.
As I was just saying to Peter, it is exciting, isn't it? You've had, you know, time for rain up and about. You've had one or two others, and we're going to see this horse on Saturday that, well, we had you on last Saturday on the radio, and you spoke so highly about Space Boy.
Jeremy, he's always showed a hell of a lot of speed. He works like an open-class three-year-old, not so much a two-year-old. So, yeah, it's, from day dot, he's had an intelligence, he's strong, he can gallop. So now it's time to take the covers off and see how he goes on Saturday.
Is there any link between Space Boy and Time to Rain?
As far as what, pedigree or...?
Yeah, no, well, just how they go.
Oh, look, yeah, look, mate, both horses above average, obviously, but yeah. In speed-wise, but this guy's just a bit braver than Space Boy. Space Boy got a lot of ability, but you can see in his two runs, when he gets to the front, he's half waiting for the rest of the field. Where this fella, once you put the foot down, is he doesn't look back, you know. So, yeah, he's a little braver, and I'm pretty sure he'll do everything right on the weekend.
Understand. We've seen, obviously, or our listeners should go and have a look at trials before Saturday, but his trial there at Warwick Farm on the home track, I know, but it was just everything that you've just said.
Yeah, look, he'd had actually a jump out in the pro ride before that for education going into that trial, so he's at least had two goes at 800 metres, so he's not going into the race with just the one trial. He's got the fitness there. Yeah, he's a jump and run sort of horse, a bit like his sire. Like he was, I think he was unbeaten when he led deep field, and this fella's out of a three-quarter sister to test a shadow, so he might have a little bit of strength at the back end of a race, which will help. And yeah, just looking forward to seeing if he can do everything right. As you say, they're babies, and you can only do as much as you can at home, because once you take them away from home, it's his first time to Rose Hill. He's not going to know where the winning post is there, and you know, you've just got to hope that I'm hoping he draw the right gate and just follow the fence. It's so important for the babies to have the fence at their first start.
Yeah, I think all trainers would love to get that when they come out tomorrow. You've given a great opportunity here to Sam Weatherly. He rode the colt in the trial, and you've stuck with him in the race?
Yeah, look, on the day that we had the trial, all the jockeys, the top line jockeys, obviously were in Melbourne as a carnival time. And I thought, well, we'll put Sam on, see how he goes. He claims, unfortunately, last year, we've sort of been caught out a little bit. Last year, the race was open to claimers, which I won last year with Secret Lady. And
yeah.
We had Lee McGorian on, and it was a claiming race. And this year, they've changed the rules, but you can't claim, so we can't get the 2 kilos. But in saying that, I think this kid matches it with most jockeys on a Saturday. I don't think he really needs to claim. If the horse does everything right, and, you know, as I say, we find the fence in front, or no matter who's on him, the horse has to do the job. So, yeah, really happy to have Sam on. He's a very, very promising rider.
Yeah, I think we're starting to learn about him. And he was actually on with us on Saturday saying, I'm really dedicated to staying in Sydney and making a big fist of it. You know, like there's been so many Kiwi jockeys that have done that. But at least he's had that feel on the horse, I guess. That's the plus for you, mate.
Yeah, you know, I think it's so important to know, particularly getting them out of the barriers, the young ones. You know, that's where the white race is the won or lost. You know, he knows exactly how to have him standing in the barriers, where to have him positioned. You know, if a horse, I find if babies, particular at their first start, stand with their face right up against the front of the gates, when the gates open, they'll often take a backward step, and you'll miss a start half a length, and that can be the difference between winning and losing. So, you know, I told him to get him on the back of the gates at Warwick Farm, let him launch off the back of the gates, and he'll do the same on Saturday, and hopefully, as I said, if we can draw soft, then they've got to catch us.
Yep, understand. All right, so that's Space Boy in the Golden Gift on Saturday. You mentioned a horse there before, Secret Lady. What's she up to, Gary?
She came back in for a run. She had one run at Randwick, and it was a very firm track, and she actually had a little tiny chip in her knee up the race, pulled up lame. So she went back to Aquas Farm in Queensland for a good 3-month spell, and she's coming back into pre-training again shortly to get ready for the autumn. But yeah, it was disappointing. She's been the soundest horse in the world, and she's had a very, very hard track that day, and she came around the corner, looked like she was going to join in, and she just sort of one batter down the straight and pulled up lame.
Okay, all right. I'm looking at it. The Silver Shadow, that race was, so time does get away from us. Just one final one on the two-year-olds. You've told us that Time to Rain is more a slipper horse for you, hopefully gets there. Is Space Boy the Magic Millions youngster for you?
Look, I'm not really sure at the moment, mate. With these babies, like Peter was just saying, you've got to take them every day at a time. Tomorrow's a new day, so get through today's gallop, make sure he's right tomorrow. Hopefully we'll see a good result in the weekend and we'll regroup from Saturday. But, you can go to the races sometimes all ready to think you're going to be looking at golden slippers and Magic Mares, you might be going to the paddock. So we'll just see what happens Saturday, Andrew.
No, understand. Have you got any others that could be Magic Millions?
I've got a couple of nice horses ready to start trialling in the next few weeks. So we're hoping there's something amongst the few fillies there that I've got. But like you just said, it's all about timing. It's very hard to qualify for these races when you've got so few races to qualify in. So, there's a lot of pressure going to be on shortly to get horses with at least probably $60,000 or $70,000 in the bank to get into the Magic Millions. There's only one race every Saturday, and it's tough going from here on. So we'll need everything to go to plan.
Yep, you've done that with Time to Rain, just in case you've got the prize money in the bank for the new year. Good on you, Gary. We look forward to seeing Space Boy on Saturday. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.